Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, that happens more and more. I'm so busy, so much is going on around here that I've slid in to my transmission command pod here in the InfoWar about 10 seconds late. But we are live, and it is Friday, and 10 seconds from now it'll be Friday again. As everyone knows, as you get older, life speeds up. But what happens is life speeds up, not just because you're getting older, but because the world itself is speeding up. We are going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I am Alex Jones, your host. The website is Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We have Webster Griffin Tarpley joining us from Tripoli. He's been on the ground at different government buildings and bombed out facilities, and I'm told we even have footage of Tarpley at a pro-Qaddafi event, so we'll get his coverage of that, along with the video. Also, Mike Gravel, former U.S. Senator and 9/11 truther, will be joining us. Wow. I don't think I've ever heard Lennon LaRouche come out and say 9/11 is a total inside job and that the government was behind it, but he said that yesterday. That was pretty powerful. Also, Bob Chapman is going to be joining us. We're working on getting Dr. Paul Craig Roberts to pop in today, as well, because he was one of the first to say that the Dominique Strauss-Kahn situation was as phony as a $3 bill. I don't like Dominique Strauss-Kahn. For the first few days, I halfway seized upon it. People are like, well, you said he's a scumbag. Well, yeah, he's a scumbag, and this is how globalists act. This is part of the course, and my point was, maybe he did it, maybe he didn't. And Roberts was like, no, this is a setup because of what he's done politically. And, of course, Roberts was the former head of policy at the Treasury, so he's moved in those circles. And then it came out that and this was confirmed a few days after, it didn't get a lot of attention, but it was in the French, British, and a few U.S. papers, confirmed. Sarkozy's Karl Rove, his chief political strategist, came out and had to admit that he'd sent a Twitter out before Kahn had even been arrested. Before it was even known, before he was even detained in the 45 minutes while they were looking for him. And another one of Sarkozy's aides also twittered with their enjoyment. And they later admitted, well, we had spies on Sarkozy. I mean, Sarkozy had spies on Kahn. So, I mean, right there, danger, Will Robinson. This is the guy who admittedly was going to run against Sarkozy, big globalist. They're all globalists. And these guys pick each other off. These guys play dirty tricks on each other, not just the general public and the population of the world and our economic systems, and admitted that they had, quote, spies following Kahn around. And of course, Kahn was set to run against Sarkozy coming up next year, and in all the polls was at least 10 points ahead of him. And so it was a clear setup. And the reason I raised that, the police and the prosecutors are now having to admit that the maid has been caught lying on a host of issues and that he may be released at any time. I mean, they may drop the charges. So that's in the New York Times, New York Post. It's up on Infowars.com as well. We've got some reports going over some of the history and background of that. So just more examples of the dirty tricks. Because, listen, normally globalists can rape people. They can kill people. And the police won't go after him. I mean, the New York police are notoriously mafia. It's like the former head of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, saying that the mafia didn't exist because they had photos of him dressed up like Queen Elizabeth, basically. So they only bust you if they want to. And if they have to, they'll frame you. We'll be right back. It's all coming up.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Friday, the first day of July, 2011. We prepare to celebrate the nation's birthday, remembering July 4th, 1776. I hear the mainstream corporate establishment media talking about we're going to have a happy 4th of July and celebrate security. No, King George III offered security, which was really a nice name for tyranny. We celebrate independence and freedom and private property and independence against despots on July 4th. And if you read an FBI or Homeland Security training manual, they are basically like vampires afraid of big silver crosses when they talk about folks that are into the Bill of Rights, Constitution, and our republic. Webster Griffin Tarpley, of course, is joining us with another quick report from Tripoli. Big developments over there. With Russian envoys, as NATO preparing a Libyan ground invasion. That's the intel Russia has. Also, Air Force Times reporting that AFRICOM, Air Force Navy, still flying Libyan missions. We also have some reports that I want to integrate together with the last few weeks that we've heard Fox News, Glenn Beck, and others talking about Agenda 21 and the global standardization of laws with carbon taxes and international zoning through federal zoning and these rural councils that are being set up to basically pressure people off their land. The premises ID, the animal ID, the Food Safety Act, all lobbied for by multinational Big Agra to openly shut down their competition. I thought I would get into the rest of the story coming up later in the broadcast, either when Bob Chapman's on with us or in the second half of the second hour, because Senator Mike Gravel's joining us on new 9/11 Truth developments. Former U.S. Senator and presidential candidate Mike Gravel's going to be popping in at the start of the next hour after Tarpley joins us. Then, of course, our weekly visit with Bob Chapman. That'll be a smorgasbord of important news, intelligence, and information. So all of that is coming up on the broadcast today. Now, continuing here, back to the Agenda 21 stuff, there's an article out of American Thinker that's very well documented, a purposeful flooding of America's heartland, and it gets into this year despite more than double the usual amount of mountain and high plains snowpack and even ever-present risk of storing and strong spring storms. The true believers in the Army Corps of Engineers have persisted in following the revised MWCW, recklessly endangering millions of residents. So they didn't early on allow the floodgates to be open on these highland lakes and mountain lakes. They let it build up, and then once the spring storms came, they released it all at once. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt agrees, calling the management plan flawed and poorly thought out. No, it's not poorly thought out. Senator Blunt characterized the current flooding as entirely preventable and told reporters that he intends to force changes to the plan. Greg Palivka, a wildlifeologist with the Corps of Engineers in Yankton, South Dakota, told the Seattle Times that this event will leave the river in a much more natural state than it has seen in decades. And they have links to all this. So this is about they openly, with the rewilding, want to get rid of dams. And they've said that. You've heard that. You've seen that. But instead what they're doing is they're now just not using the dams, or they're letting the water build up and then releasing dangerous amounts of it and then talking about, well, this is natural, you shouldn't be living in a floodplain. And FEMA continues year after year to expand floodplains to even houses on top, you know, hilltops 300 feet above lakes here in Austin. Just asinine type stuff that is going on. And it's all about land grabs, all about power grabs, all about Agenda 21, all about this rural council that ties into the 10 governor council. Continuing here on February 3rd of this year, a series of emails from Fort Perry, South Dakota, Director of Public Works Brad Lawrence sounded the alarm loud and clear in correspondence to the headquarters of the American Water Works Association in Washington, D.C. Lawrence warned the Corps of Engineers has failed thus far to evacuate enough water from the main stem reservoirs to meet normal runoff conditions. This year's runoff will be anything but normal. In the same email, he describes the consequences of the Corps' failure to act as a flood of biblical proportions. This is before any of the flooding began. His emails were forwarded from Washington, D.C. to state emergency response coordinators nationwide. The Corps headquarters in Omaha, Nebraska, which is responsible for the Missouri River system, claims that they heard no such warning from Lawrence or anyone else, considering the wild distribution of the correspondence, the wide distribution of it, and likely reactions from officials in endangered states. Their denials strain credulity, or reality, the smell test. And it just goes on. So, see, I've already gotten into this now, but I'm going to get into it later in detail because it's so important, and it shows this attitude. This is a set policy. You can pull up the reports going back to the 60s, but now these ideas have become mainline to not build fire breaks, to not allow on national, federal, and state lands, and even private land that they're trying to restrict now, the cutting of timber. And then the forest debilitate, fall into basically briar patches with lots of fallen trees, huge amounts of fuel. If you've ever been in a forest that's been kept up for centuries and had human intervention, it's beautiful. It's expansive. The wildlife pours into it. You go into a lot of these forests that have had a lot of old growth that's died and things and had a lot of different type of insect infestations. It'll look like something out of a Wastelands, Badlands horror movie. And it's just massive amounts of quote, devilish carbon, by the way, that gets ignited by the thunderstorms and lightning storms. And now I'm digressing, but they're not building a lot of new dams. They're trying to get rid of the old dams and have destroyed quite a few. Then when they do have dams, they're using them as a weapon and letting the water go right to the crest. And then once the rain starts, they already have the snow drifts melting, then the rain comes, and then they release it at once to have the maximum effect. The Army Corps of Engineers are incredible engineers, an incredible history. They've built one of the best inland dam and water control systems the world's ever seen. And suddenly, in the last few decades, they're reversing all of that and using the water as a weapon. It's diabolical, but it's stated they don't want people living in many of the rural areas, and they're going to use water as a weapon. All right, now I'm really blowing a lot of time here. But I'm going to tie that into President Obama's executive order. We talked about this a few weeks ago, but I want to really tie it all together. 13575 creates rural councils, because we posted on YouTube yesterday, because I've never seen this, of a film clip of Ronald Reagan as governor talking about globalist world government plans to rob the Midwest of its farmland and force people out, which is the stated rewilding project. I mean, this is just amazing. So I was blown away seeing Ronald Reagan say this, so that's coming up later. Okay, obviously, in other news, I tend to just cover whatever is on the top of my head I think is most important, and sometimes it's, it doesn't seem as important, but in the wide, long-term frame, it's really dangerous to realize how predatory the establishment is. Firefighters scramble to contain blaze near lab in Los Alamos National Laboratories in New Mexico. The fire is burning nearly unabated through the Santa Fe National Forest and Valles Caldera National Reserve. By late Thursday, it had charred 93,678 acres, and strong winds threatened to be the firefighters' greatest challenge. We have seen fire behavior we have never seen before, said Chief Doug Tucker told reporters. Now, the good news is, in the last few hours, right as the firefighters weren't sure they can stop it as close as 50 feet away, they've been battling it because they weren't allowed to cut back fire breaks in the last few decades, right up to the facilities where 20,000-plus barrels of uranium and plutonium are stored. Now, there's already been nuclear testing all over that area, so it is putting a lot of isotopes into the atmosphere that had been bound up in the soil and the plants for 60-plus years of ongoing testing. But the good news is the winds changed directions away from the facility in the last few hours. And so keep your fingers crossed because we are all downwind. I'm right here in Texas. And we're already undoubtedly, if you look at the winds, it's coming right into Austin, right into where I live. And I saw a report in the major news, what just last 2 weeks ago, that the average person and tests that scientists did in Seattle are getting 5 hot particles a day. That means particles, not just background radiation, but actually highly radioactive particles, different isotopes, but uranium, plutonium, strontium, cesium, cesium, blowing over here, and that people on the East Coast are getting as many as 5 hot particles a day in your mouth, in your nose, into your lungs. And, I mean, it is just, well, Chernobyl, admittedly, even the UN and EU admits they estimate 1 million people have died from complications from Chernobyl in 1986, and this is much bigger than that. So I love my children, and I can't just sit here and, you know, let them die at 25 of lung cancer. If Los Alamos starts burning, I'm going to have to fly my children probably to Canada. I mean, if it gets into those 20,000 barrels, we're going to have to evacuate. And the government's not going to tell you to evacuate, folks, just like with the dust on 9/11. But I will evacuate my family. okay? If it gets to those barrels.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods.
You know what I'm going to do?
A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
I'm going to just go ahead and get into this whole Agenda 21 right now. But I've got to do a whole three-hour broadcast on this in the near future because we've been covering it for 16 years I've been on air. They set up Agenda 21 in 92 at the big Earth Conference headed up by Maurice Strong. You can pull up the video online. You can pull up the quotes where he said a post-industrial America It is our job to destroy the West and destroy industrial society, reduce the world population by at least 80%. Jesse Ventura's his global warming fraud show in the first season was really good and exposed all that. But I'm just glad this information is becoming mainline. But you need to understand that's where the standardized zoning is. Whether you're in England or Australia or Germany or the U.S., it's the same stuff. Formula One's coming into Austin. They're going to pay for it with taxpayer money, but then the companies agreed, which then sets the precedent, to pay all these carbon offsets to private companies. I mean, it's just a total scam. And Al Gore's the head of one company. The Rothschilds are the head of the biggest. But President Obama's Executive Order 13575, again, we talked about this a few weeks ago, and they're like, oh, rural councils. And it's got the Department of Defense on it, Homeland Security, and they already had this covertly set up, and they send out Homeland Security at events. I've seen it in the Associated Press, and they get the farmers there to talk to them about Al-Qaeda. And once they get there, it's like, is someone growing marijuana? Are there illegal guns in the area? Help us watch your neighbors. I mean, it's so creepy. And they know the Midwest, the bitter clingers, as Obama called them, clinging to their guns and their Bibles, are the biggest enemy of the establishment. And plus, the farmers in the East and the Amish and the folks in the West, they're targeting them everywhere. But the Midwest is really where it's happening. And if you just joined us, I read earlier where the Army Corps of Engineers knowingly, I mean, there's science to this, and working and giving orders to the big reservoir dam operators in their plan with record rain in many of these areas that they list that you're now seeing flooded, with the reservoirs already full, with the record snowmelt about to come in, and they just waited until it was cresting the dams and released it. And it's being called a false flag, and I totally agree. And now the Army Corps is in there trying to demand that people be forced to sell in expanding floodplains. And, of course, FEMA makes you buy flood insurance from them now. They control the consortium. That started after Katrina. I know a lot of folks live on the lake, but even in hilltop houses, 200, 300 feet above the lake. And, you know, these areas have never been underwater in modern times. And then they're like, well, you got to pay extra stuff now. Just like Obama saying, you've got to buy insurance. It's just a scam. They just order you as a form of taxation to the private corporate interest. Let's go to this Fox News clip. And again, if Fox was more like this all the time, I'd support them. It shows a real war inside the elite covering what the rural affairs agenda and this new council really does. Here it is.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
If you live in the heartland of America, you have to listen up. While the nation was distracted with the Anthony Weiner drama, President Obama signed an executive order that will seize greater power over food, fiber, and energy in our vast countryside areas. The president created the White House Rural Council to, quote, make sure we're working across government to strengthen rural communities and promote economic growth. Sounds great, but get this. The council involves a long list of the most powerful people in America. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner, the defense secretary's on it, Attorney General Eric Holder, even the head of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano. Why would Homeland Security be involved in exerting power and influence over the heartland? Why would the Defense Department be involved in promoting economic growth? The plan calls for the federal government to control almost every aspect of rural America. It'll also, quote, identify and facilitate economic opportunities associated with energy development, outdoor recreation, and other conservation-related activities. Really? When did hunting and fishing become associated with conservation-related activities?
All right.
By the way, what does that mean?
He goes on and calls it a new world order. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Ronald Reagan, by the way, at the first. They had this plan in 64. And it's like something out of Stalinist Russia. You can't make this stuff up. It's a genocide.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We were able to get a hold of Webster Griffin Tarpley earlier this morning. The phones are down now, but Jaron keeps trying. Sometimes we're able to get through to the peace area of Libya, where the Nobel Prize winner Obama, under UN orders, is killing people en masse and preparing a giant ground invasion as part of the peace. They've also started in Somalia, and of course, in Yemen, and they're talking about starting it in Sudan. More Predator drones dropping bombs on people, and the Pentagon says that if 100 innocent people are killed to get, quote, one bad guy, that is peace. And so Obama, the man of peace, aren't all of you Air America and Huffington Post people proud of yourselves? Well, of course you are. You loved it when Bill Clinton launched that UN war against the Serbs. And the Serbs were pretty vicious and engaged in a lot of atrocities. And I'm not Serb. I don't have a drop of Serb blood in me. But I'm sorry to tell you that the UN admits in its own reports that they knew that the Croats and Muslims killed roughly in that long conflict double what the Serbs did. It's called ethnic warfare. And so I do not support the Muslims or the Croats either. And I actually, one time in New York, about 6 years ago, the cab driver said, "I am Albanian." And we were driving about 5 minutes. "You are Alex Jones." Bill Clinton is God to us. Then I said, so, he goes, yes, I know, you are with the Serbs. And I was just like, well, but it's admitted that you guys killed double and attacked the Serbs first. You know, after Tito died, the whole place broke up. It was under communist socialist control, and then it was destabilized, and you know, the whole war, and that you guys were attacking the Serbs. And he's like, they need to die. They need to. And he goes, don't argue with me, or I will throw you out of cab. And I was like, well, you can go ahead and drop me off. Then he started smiling, acting nice, going, no, no, Americans do not know. Americans do not know. And he had blonde hair and blue eyes, too. But he was a Muslim, and he wanted to suck me into his Christian-Muslim fight. I don't want anybody killing each other. I'm tired of it. But I'm sorry. Don't tell me that Belgrade has to be bombed with DU weapons everywhere, and their TV stations, their water treatment, their factories that made peaceful aircraft and cars to be bombed because they wanted to be a sovereign country. And yes, they were in tribal warfare. And you can look at it from any angle and say, who's bad? You can look at it from the Palestinian perspective and say, Israel's bad. You can look at it from the Israeli perspective and say, the Palestinians are bad. I don't have a dog in the hunt. I don't have a dog in the fight. I want my private property. I want my Second Amendment. I don't want my government flying around bombing all these countries constantly as we go bankrupt. It's real simple. So I'm not for the Muslims, I'm not for the Serbs, I'm not for Israel, I'm not for Russians. I am not for any of these sides, any of these groups. I am for liberty. I am for freedom. I am for individuals of all those groups, black, white, old, young, German, Russian, Mexican, Venezuelan. I don't care. If you want freedom, then we are brothers and sisters in liberty. But if you don't like freedom, if you like collectivism and corporate globalism, I don't like you. I don't like the fruits of what you promote. You don't know what you're doing. Most of you are idiots who support globalism. All right, now I'm ranting. You tell me we have Tarpley? Is that what I'm? Thank you. I can see you guys even less when the lights are off. I was trying to remember why I like the lights on in there. And it's because I can. It's like I get these hand signals usually, and I can't tell what's going on. But hey, I don't blame you guys. I don't want center fluorescent lights. Those things are bad for you. I think we're going to put some track lighting in there is the answer. Okay. Coming up, obviously, Dominique Strauss-Kahn. The case is falling apart, and it is a setup. Is that saying he's a good guy? No. He's a horrible globalist. But this is Sarkozy, who knows that Kahn's going to beat him in the election. The French are now saying he's surging even more in the polls that this came out, and he's going to probably be released soon and go back and become the next president of France. So we'll be talking about that. But I take you now to Tripoli, and we're showing pro-Qaddafi video right now from Libyan television that's up for a time. It gets bombed routinely, but they get it back up. The phones go out routinely. And in this footage, you can at one point see Webster Griffin Tarpley. In fact, maybe we'll pause it when it gets to the part where you can see Webster there. There's maybe Yemenese TV broadcasting. Oh, this is live. This is live footage right now. Jaron's saying he saw Tarpley earlier on the footage. Webster Griffin Tarpley, you are now joining us. Very brave to be there. Now nearing your second week in Libya, or about to end the first week. Webster, welcome.
Thank you very much, Alex.
These are gigantic crowds. It looks like, as a cursory view, 200,000 or more. How many people is that?
I think that's probably about right. It's in the hundreds of thousands. And the thing is, I'm here above Green Square. This is a vantage point at the edge of the old city of Tripoli, which goes back to the Roman Empire. So I'm up here with the press corps. We came on the press bus today, and there are easily tens of thousands right in this packed area right below us, where they're really having quite a time. They're chanting and dancing, and they're shooting off Kalashnikovs, Alex. Every now and then you hear a ripple of machine gun fire.
They're such slaves that they have 200,000 or looks like more people firing automatic weapons in the air. Can you imagine land of the free, home of the brave, what the government would do if 200,000 people tried to gather with Kalashnikovs in the Capitol? What would happen?
I don't know, but here it's also women, right? The demand for Kalashnikovs among women here is monumental. But let me just give you an idea of the setting. We're about 2 hours from the Mediterranean sunset, and the reason they have these demonstrations late in the day is what I'm feeling right now. The sun is still very strong, right? We're basically on the northern edge of the Sahara Desert. The Mediterranean is about half a mile away. So we're right here by this basin in the port of Tripoli. Right across from me is a building that goes back ultimately to about the 5th century A.D. It's Marcus Decimus Aurelius, one of the later Roman emperors, built this palace, and he built the walls to the old city. And then beyond that, you can see the minarets of the interior of the old city. Those came later, of course. Those came in the 700s and the 800s. And the place is packed, and it's green. It's a sea of green. They have got these green stripes, right, about 6 feet wide. And every tribe is competing with every other tribe to see who can have the longest one. And some of them say, mine is 4 kilometers long, and the other one says, that's nothing. We've got 10 kilometers over here. So that's going on. We got above me, there are these floodlights, right, like at a ballpark. And there are people climbing up on these things with great danger to life and limb.
Can you imagine if U.S. troops go into that city?
I think that would be rivers of blood. And once again, these were people who put up with a million dead under the Italian colonialism. They're the first people in the world to have poison gas used on them. That didn't stop them. And ultimately, the Italians built what amounts to the... It's something like a primitive version of the Berlin Wall or the inner German border in the Cold War, except this was all along the border between Libya and Egypt to keep the British from smuggling in support for the rebels. So there's chanting. Now, the chant, it's actually a very good-humored crowd. You see some pro-Syrian flags. There's a solidarity with Syria operation. There are some other flags down there, and the big guy that they hate is Sarkozy. Man, down, down, Sarkozy, down, down, Sarkozy. That's the order of the day. And there was already sort of spontaneous jubilation yesterday when Sarkozy got himself yanked by this guy when he was working a rope line. Some guy grabbed him by the jacket and just about threw him down. And apparently that guy, whoever he is, says that had to do with Libya. Well, we know what that stuff is worth. But still, here, it's welcome. Because out of all of these figures, Sarkozy is undoubtedly the most hated. So he is the number one villain.
Do we know why Sarkozy, who admittedly was financed with some Libyan money and making deals with Muammar Gaddafi, why Sarkozy is trying to double-cross Gaddafi?
Well, because you got to remember who Sarkozy is, right? There may be a sign down there that says something about Sarkozy's ancestry. He is the bastard son of the CIA in the sense that Sarkozy's mother, I guess his biological mother, remarried, and the guy who became the stepfather to Sarkozy is Wisner, I think Frank Wisner, I don't know what number, or junior. But this is a celebrated family of the State Department and above all the CIA. So,
sure, Sarkozy's not even from France, for folks that don't know that.
I think more Hungarian to begin with.
Yes.
But the big influence, the household that he grew up in was a CIA household. So now we've got a puppet president of France, and it's just amazing. The woman who was put in as the new head of the IMF, right, this Lagarde, I've heard some stories about Lagarde now from some French people who are here, Thierry Maison, among others. And the idea is Lagarde, as a French minister, treasury secretary, she put out an order that it was forbidden to speak French in that ministry. want to hear it in English.
She's an Anglophile.
I guess so. That's putting it mildly. She's off the deep end on that stuff. Now, there's a crescendo of oratory and cheering in the background that you may hear. And I see another guy up on this...
You're reporting. We've got the video up for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers.
Okay, wonderful.
Live. But let me stop you, because I want to cover 2 points with you here, because I know you're not getting a lot of news while you're over there under the bombardment. Russian envoy, NATO preparing Libyan ground invasion, Infowars.com. This is art of RIA, the main TV in Russia. Dmitry Rogozin told RIA Novostat on Friday that NATO is probably preparing a ground invasion to overthrow the Gaddafi regime in Libya. He is Russia's NATO envoy. I think that now we are witnessing the preparation stage for a ground invasion, which NATO and at least some of its members are going to begin. And then we go into The Guardian and our past reports. We broke this, of course, 3 weeks ago from our intel sources. First Cav under 3 Corps out of Fort Hood and others. Just that contingent, at least 15,000 with another 15,000 support troops, 30,000 there. The Marine Corps commander out of one base 2 months ago said, yes, we're leaving to go to Libya.
I'm on the radio.
So Tarpley, what do you make of the fact that Russia is now saying that they've got intel, the green light is rolling forward? I mean, this is madness.
I think it's widely known. I was just on Russia Today via Moscow a couple of hours ago, and that should be up at the top of that desk before too long, I hope. And the main idea was that Lavrov also, the foreign minister, had said something similar. So we got all the main Russian representatives in the world really putting out that line. So they obviously see something coming, and then, that puts the ball in our court. I saw today some analyses of that vote in the House of Representatives from last week, which indicate that there are already enough votes in the House to cut off the money and stop the war, at least from the House of Representatives' point of view. So, facendo il commentario per la radio per la malora, that sorry, I just got interrupted here. I think I may be the only person doing a live feed.
No, I understand, Lord Tarpley. Please continue.
The thing is, it's coming, right? So the House of Representatives, you've already had enough votes. All you need is a clean bill that says no more funding, no more killing, no more war, and nothing is approved, and not even retrospectively. Because when you look at that, the bill put in by Congressman Rooney last week, which was presented as the one cutting off the funds, which lost by about 30 votes, that could have had 70 more anti-war Democrats voting for it. But it was some people said it was approving Obama through the back door because it said no killing, but everything else is fine. But if all the logistics and everything else, up to killing, but not including killing is fine, and what Obama has done is approved. And a lot of people just don't want to vote for that. So, again...
Well, we know Webster, we know the propaganda because they always beta test it up front. 3 months ago, or 3 months and a week ago, when they did the UN resolution that the servile President Obama followed and told Congress, go fly a kite, go jump in the lake, go jump off a cliff, they said, we may need ground support troops... and that they're going to, quote, create a humanitarian corridor into Tripoli. And so they're going to roll up in tanks and say, if you don't let us occupy, if you shoot at us, then you're engaged in terrorism. So the new psychology is we're invading, bombing you from the air. The U.S. tanks are going to roll in. And then if you don't let them roll in and take over, you're a terrorist. So this is the new Orwellian type idea we have.
Lots of luck with that one. There are enough Kalashnikovs that I can see right down here in the square to put up a fairly significant resistance. And as I look towards the Mediterranean, out over the sort of the quay or the quay of the old port, you have these columns that were put up, the victory, twin victory columns, and these refer to the USS Philadelphia, which came here during that Barbary pirate stuff, right? The shores of Tripoli, this is it. And that book fares very poorly there. I've been taken to see now the graves of the poor guys who got killed in that one. So the whole history about this place is don't do it. They are very well armed. And so this is a very good nature.
Well, Webster, I'm looking at this crowd. It looks like a lot more in a wide shot than 200,000. I would estimate that crowd at above a half a million conservatively.
It may well be, because from where I am, I can't really see out here beyond this the Roman fort. And then these two pillars, and if I look out over the ocean, I've got some...
Well, Webster, here's the other issue. Saddam was a dictator, a U.S.-installed dictator on record in 79, but because I don't support Saddam, I'm un-American. I'm supposed to support him when they say support him, and then hate him when they say hate him. But Saddam would only have little tribal folks in Tikrit and other areas that he trusted, a few thousand with guns, to show he had the support of the people. A lot of Iraqis didn't like him, obviously, and I don't blame them. But this looks like half a million or more people out there waving guns around. I mean, my gosh, the CIA watching this right now, you know they're watching it. That looks like more than half a million. They've got to know that looks like total resistance right there. And holy mackerel, I mean, that is a tribal group stirred up like a bunch of bees. Well, let's talk about what this ground invasion is going to look like on the other side.
Most Americans believe famine and hunger will never happen. But what if, day one, mayhem breaks out at grocery stores? Day three, families are on edge. Day five, the neighbors come knocking. Day 10, small bands of thieves begin stealing at gunpoint. Day 15, desperation, but the government can't help because there's no food left. Introducing the grab-and-go emergency food supply from Solutions from Science. 84 delicious, nutritious food servings, including breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees. Enough to feed 4 adults for a week. Every meal 100% vegetarian for longer shelf life. Claim your grab-and-go emergency food supply today at foodshortagesolutions.com. That's foodshortagesolutions.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Grab-and-go emergency food supply. Better a year too soon than one day too late.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardShoots.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardShoot.com. www.HardShoot.com.
Former U.S. Senator Mike Revelle, 9/11 truther, questioning the official fable, will be joining us 8 after next hour. We're going to do 2 more segments. This segment will next one with Webster Griffin Tarpley joining us from Tripoli. Before I go back to Webster, because I also want to get his take on the whole Dominique Strauss-Kahn situation, big developments there. We're going to run this special. always busy trying to grab it here, show it to you. We're going to run this special through the weekend so everybody has a chance to take advantage of it and to support the broadcast. You get my best-selling films, The Obama Deception, Terror Storm, Endgame, Police State 4, and, of course, Fall of the Republic, which are key to show your friends and family, to make copies of, to get them out to people so they understand what we're facing. This global, non-free market, corporatist, crony collectivist, it's not even crony capitalism, system of fraud where mega banks and big money teams up with government to rape you. These films expose it, and not only is the 5-DVD special going to end, this is an even better special where you get Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare Come True free on top of it, Mark Dice's new excellent book. So, and we have to end the special because we're about to, we've got enough to run through the weekend. They think they're going to watch it. We're running out of Police State 4. It'll take a few weeks. We've already reordered to get more of Police State 4 in, so we have to end the special because we're going to be out of this, and we don't really do back order anymore. Every once in a while we make a mistake and something's back ordered for a week. We don't do back order. So we're going to stop offering this because it's going to run out, period. So if you want to take advantage of this deal, one of the best we've ever offered, it's the Alex Jones Essential with the free Mark Dice book, Infowars.com, or 888-253-3139. Webster, it's like we're living in a surreal world. You're over in Libya, hundreds, it looks like half a million in the streets with guns, ready for war. We're being told this is peace, and we're calmly talking about another U.S. invasion with the president saying it's not war. I mean, this is insanity.
It is absolutely Orwellian. Let me just tell you what's been going on. The oratory is coming out in heavy. You just missed another burst of Kalashnikov fire, and as far as I can see, the etiquette around here is if you want to go out in the afternoon, you might take your Kalashnikov, but you don't want to be overdressed, but you might want to take your RPG out in the evening. So, again, with the tribal structure and the tradition and the very fierce independence, it's the last place in the world anybody in their right mind would want to invade. And on the other side, in spite of all this, it's a very good-natured crowd, right? This is like a... It's a holiday. It's a happy crowd, right? They're polemic, right? A lot of great gusto in the chanting. Sarkozy taking it really hard, but at the same time, not animus against foreigners, right? There's no, you know, people punching you or whatever you think you might expect. So it's absolutely surreal because the people that you find here are westernized in the sense that they want modern civilization, they want science, technology, industry, social progress, the rising standards of living. There are a whole lot of cars, and a lot of the people, look, more Kalashnikovs.
Tarpley, I'm looking at this. That looks almost like a million people.
It may well be.
This is because I mean, there's so many people they can't even pull the camera far enough back. Now, Webster, we're about to go to break, but you probably don't know about Dominique Strauss-Kahn. It just broke. New York prosecutors are saying the woman's lied about most of her story, and that there's talk of the case being dropped. And of course, everybody knows Sarkozy's chief of staff released that Kahn was going to be arrested before it was even in the news. And they admitted they had spies on him. What do you think is happening with Kahn, who was set to run against Sarkozy?
I don't know. It is a little bit puzzling, right, to see what's happening. But as soon as Madame Lagarde, the Anglophile agent, was installed in her new post, then they let this whole thing fall to pieces. It's kind of what they do with congressmen. Congressmen are often, the prosecutor will leak a whole lot of stuff during a campaign.
Yeah, they halfway burn them, and then the case falls through, but the change is already made. Stay there.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.